Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. God bless you. We're glad that Brother Freedom has joined us, and the Lord's going to use him today. I hope you'll listen very, very closely to this message.
If you want me to speak, I pray that you'll put the words in my mouth, and the Lord will come forth as you desire. I'm here to be yielded to you this day. Touch the hearts of your people. But I do know there's a need for this word to get out through the world. It's a challenge to hearts that you're coming. No one else is, I don't believe, preaching it, but there's a word going out. Prepare ye the way of the coming of our Lord. And out there I pray that this will be a day of dedication, accepting what the word says. Act upon the word. Love the word. The Bible says, try the Lord. You need to try him. See if he'll work with you. Bless the hearts of your people this day. In Jesus' name, amen. The 24th chapter of the Psalms, it says, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he has founded upon the sea, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend on the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands, a pure heart, who hath not lifted up a soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord God of righteousness, the God of his salvation. I really believe that what the Lord's been showing me, that the recipients upon earth want to engage in a, they like, the churches like what's going on. And if they give up to this order that Christ is coming back and they have to stop, they love this too much to give it up. They love it. And the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things of the world. Just as I had to give up that church, sometimes people, you have to put, show Jesus, Lord, who you love. You love my church, or you love me more. And I believe that God's going to move in this last hour by his mighty spirit. I truly believe that also, listen, I'm telling you how I believe right now, but I believe that there's many people have never seen the Spirit of God actually move. They've heard, there's a few people, but God is just, he's proven himself to me. He knows what he's doing. And he can call out day by day if he has to. God always has a testimony. He has someone. In days of Noah, he had Noah. This says that it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. When Jesus comes, there will be marriage, given drink, and that there was in the days of Noah. I'm not so sure if those people in that flood maybe knew the Lord, but they didn't believe it was going to come to pass. And that's what the sin is. We have to believe what God says. What's he saying? Well, my pastor says this, my pastor says that. Well, what does God say? You read it in his word. Jesus said plainly, he says, what's the signs of my coming be? And I want to warn you out there today that all of the fulfillment is, I think, come to pass. The preaching of the gospel has been preached all over the world, and men have heard the coming of the Lord. And the Bible says also there shall be a great powers before that day. It's already happened. Here up to 20 years ago, they had a move, the full gospel businessmen were gigantic throughout the world. Signs and wonders and great powers. But people just like they are today, they don't want it. They didn't want it. Today they don't want anything. They want to have their own way and still make heaven. It doesn't work that way. It's God's way, and he'll get us to heaven if we go his way. But when we leave out him, we're going to miss it. You say, well, if I follow this Bible, maybe, yeah, but there's also times and seasons. And I truly believe the time's coming when all men are going to have to quit. So it says there's a season. And that season's growing dim. Look how the heat, look how the water, look how the floods. I tell you, it's all over the world. This is happening to Pakistan, Australia, Great Britain, Russia. The other day I seen all these fires, and they're like we are. They got fires. America has fires too, and then it had flooding. It's because it's not like it was. 20 years ago, you didn't hear. I grew up in this country, and 50 years ago, we didn't even know what they're talking about now. If we was then where we are now, we'd think was in a wrong place because these weren't here. But the weather has been changing. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. He is the one that can play hardball with America. He can play hardball with South America. It means what's going to happen. It's in the Bible. You plant your crops. Some will be so dry, it'll never grow up. Another will be so wet, never come to pass. Never get to harvest. That's what's happening. It's extremes. The great extremes is happening in the earth. And it's the fulfillment. If you'll open up out there and look what's happening, you have to say, yes, it's something different. Out there, God, if you put Him first, He will open your eyes too, to let you know that the coming of the Lord is coming soon. The Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. I'm going to give some history. We went up to about the 1950s. We didn't have the pleasures we do now. What you say pleasure? Well, you got air conditioning. You got all the fast foods. You can go down to your corner market and get your hamburger. You can do anything you want to do. You can take your trip anytime. Go around the earth and you do it in a way that be back home within in 2 weeks anyway. Go curve around the earth. And just be there while I'm saying, in a week's trip, you can go curve around the church and visit while you're there. That couldn't be done. And through that, men love this. They love this. As I'm saying, they get turned on. That's what God sees. They're turned on. They're very excited. Because it's not normal to do these things. The old days, we had it tough. I came up before I even had the refrigerator hardly. And it was just an ice box and those kind of things. Very limited on keeping your food. You had to watch all the time. You'd get food poisoning and all these things. And it was not like it is now. I mean, that's why the people didn't live as long in those days. You get some bug and you'd just go home. But that's changing, and the world loves it. Doctors love it too, because their practices get expanded, and every one of us here upon earth is full of pills. Most everybody, to tell the truth, you're just that extended life is on a pill. I had a thyroid quit before a few years back. I would just went on in eternity. There was nobody went no way. And the Lord told me, go ahead. I didn't want to. I fought against it, but the Lord told me to go ahead and take it anyway. I had to keep my eyes upon Him in doing it. The picture I want to bring out, that everything is very earthly now. We have a lot of things about fishing, hunting, baseball, football, basketball, handball, bowling. There's so many that you can do it forever. And truly, I believe that's the United States. That's our income, is off of these. There's someone, the people, retirees, the people that we're working these places, they take the money and it goes into these kind of, we're not production of anything that's of any avail, any product. Our production is things like this. Movies, songs, singing, and all the great things that we, America does. And I think that that's what's going to set us down. I know it is. I just know it. But out there today, I think you need to realize this is not normal. See, God made us that we had to do things that was hard. What do you see hard? Well, it's something about our bodies. When we work, we do better. When we sit back and don't work very hard, pretty soon we get a disease takes over or something happens because we don't get that proper exercise that we need. And this is why that's another fulfillment. It's coming to pass. All the gyms, all that I go to, all this stuff is in force now. It's the thing because there's so much of a need of it. Years ago, when I was in grammar school, we had to work in the fruit. We had to work in the harvest. And that was pretty much everybody. And that gave us enough, and we didn't have to hire any other labor. There was enough labor right here to complete the job. Now we have people that come in, they contract it, and they do this and that. People don't even mow their lawns no more. They don't do nothing. I mean, I looked over to the town of Dave, there's vehicle after vehicle that takes care of your yard work. We got the ease of Zion. And I don't believe that God sees us as something special. We're very lazy. We're very, want our own way. We want to do our own will. We think that we're really somebody. And I believe that being somebody is going to take us down to a way that we cannot be moved upon by the Spirit of God. That we're going to get so hardened, so conditioned to these things that we don't want to leave it. We like it going down to the ice cream parlor. We like it going down here to have a hamburger. We like it. Even if it's hard on your body, you like it. Look at all the Cokes, the drinks, all the things. I mean, then there's the hard drinks too. There's all of the things. I mean, we have everything in this country that anybody could desire. And I think God views it as, it says earth, the earth, the world of, but he sees it as a monument, not to success, but a failure. Because in it, I believe there's very few people in America that's ready to meet the Lord. You say, oh, don't say that. I said, I believe it. We're so busy in ourselves. The Bible says, thou shalt keep in perfect peace his mind and stay on thee because we trust in thee. Most of you out there, you can't keep your mind on something over a few minutes anyway. It's you're going to something else. The Bible says plainly, we look for the things we're not seeing, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things not seen are eternal. We're seeing something out here that we love, and we don't want to lose it. I mean, the pastors don't want to lose it. They're having a great wealth. I mean, they're taken care of. They have fun in what they do. They're having a good time. It's not a bad life. I know it. But the thing about it, God's not the center of it all. It says, seek ye first his kingdom. We're not. America's not, look, I can see it. They're not seeking first his kingdom. It's their kingdom. They got their churches. It's all their things. It's all their success. It's all what they thought up here in their mind. It's what my pastor started out. We're going to rule that all the way. It is what God says. It's what my pastor says. And the denominations follow that same guideline. And then through it all, we miss out on the Spirit. The Bible says, in the last hour, what? This is set the seal. It says we must worship him how? In spirit and truth. And we're not. We leave both of us out. You're worshiping the Lord in flesh. You're worshiping the Lord in what you love. You get the song leader up there and he makes you feel good. And the pastor don't say anything. And I know what I'm saying is true because I hear about it all the time. They don't preach anything, but just, sort of what we're at. I heard it here the other day about having dancing, having homosexuals, all these things. God's against this. It isn't just a shame, but God, he says, put these off. Put away these things of the world. We're to come out from the world. Be severed. We're not severed. We want more of it. We want it in our hearts. We want all. And I'm out there, probably nobody will ever call me no more. But it's okay. My time's getting short. But I tell you, you need to take heed these things. We let them slip, and we need to get them back into our lives as the standard and not the standard that we got. The standard we got is too low. God wants to above the things of this world. God wants the saints to have a saintly life, not a worldly life. And the Christians don't know what the saintly life is. They're out with the world. I was talking to someone the other day, and the church, they just do the same thing the world does. Only thing they got is they go to church. Well, that's not church. How about a church? It's like only lodges. Your church become your lodge. Most lodges are against God. Now most churches are against God. And God, I'm going to say something more. A few years back, God told me that he was Ichabod in many churches. Put that in your heart and smoke it. Put that in your heart and smoke it. Light it up. See what it feels like. God's not first. Bible plainly says we must seek his kingdom first and then So you're going to miss out on eternity. Eternity. You're going to miss out from heaven. If you don't make heaven, you're going to go to the bad place. And that's appointed unto man once going to die, then comes the judgment. Oh man, you only got 2 seconds to death right now. It's all we all have. 2 seconds, you're over. If God says no, it's over. But I believe, according as I read the Word of God, it says America is going to fall. Bible sure tells me. Revelation 18 chapter, if you want to read it, it fits America perfectly. They've had all these good things. They've tasted, and Isaiah talks about it. They've had these things, and they're going to be woman in those days without hair, or bald, scabs, and all these troubles. Not beautiful. What's going to happen? We're living, whether you believe it or not, in perilous times. Perilous times are at your door. Perilous time everywhere, and no one sees it. They don't see it. It's coming to pass. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. But the Lord's coming in the clouds of heaven. If you don't wake up, you're going to miss it. Be steadfast, unmovable, always about the Lord. Know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Father, I just pray to bless this service this day. Father, bring close to it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Father, for being with us today. And thank you for this important message that you've given to Brother Freedom and to us, Father, that this nation of America is in very serious condition. We need to wake up. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.